In Wisconsin, more women are taking over farms and owning farmland, but they're not seeing the same outreach as men to help them learn the best practices, including conservation. A new program aims to close that gap. Despite changing demographics in agriculture, groups that support women say there hasn't been enough encouragement for them to sign up for incentives to adopt conservation methods on farms. Chris Marion of Wisconsin Women in Conservation says the new coalition she's a part of is taking on this cultural barrier.
Until the 70s, women weren't guaranteed the ability to even own land or have access to credit in America. So we're playing catch up a little bit here, but we're playing catch up really fast.
The coalition is helping women with technical assistance and other tips on accessing funding. It's holding a series of virtual workshops this spring, including April 6th and 7th. According to the 2017 Census of Agriculture, women make up 35% of farmers in Wisconsin, a double-digit increase from the previous survey. A leading partner for the project is the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute, where Alejandra Hernandez says the help is crucial. She explains the application process for conservation incentives can be frustrating and time-consuming, and it can be more difficult when typical program is male-centered.
It's great to have programming that highlights that women are more than a farmer's wife, but they are land stewards, they're landowners, they're conservation professionals.
The online events held on Zoom feature women who have already gone through the process or have adopted environmentally friendly practices that help a farmer's bottom line as well as preserving natural resources. Marion adds that if the industry wants to thrive for years to come, it should make sure everyone involved is on a path to success.
We want to connect people to the resources that can make those dreams come alive.
As the pandemic eases, the coalition hopes to conduct in-person workshops later in the year. A task force will evaluate the effectiveness of the outreach. The three-year program is funded through a grant from the Natural Resources Conservation Service. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.